Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome into Betting Above the Rim here on Sports Grid TV, Sirius XM, channel 159, all across your OTT streaming platforms. I am John Shames, and alongside me right now for one last time this season as we start our final Betting Above the Rim, it is James Young. Shames and James, James and Shames, here on your screens a Saturday morning for one final time this season. JY, what a ride it has been, and what a pleasure it is to be with you here this morning, my friend.
Good morning, everyone. It is the James and Shames Hour. No one does it better than us this time during the summer, giving you guys the winning edge, hitting the WNBA. No one talks to WNBA on this network but the two of us. So welcome to a great show. Go get your coffee. Run out to Starbucks. If you like donuts or bagels, that's not my thing. You can decide that. I'm JY. I like both. Good morning, Jamie.
What up, JY? I've got my bagel right here. I'm rocking it over here. I got my coffee on the other side as well. Slight correction, JY. We're going for 2 hours today. It's the James and Shames 2 hour extravaganza, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern, and we are going to have some fun. That's the goal today. Have some fun, cash some winning tickets, place a few profitable futures bets for the upcoming season. But first, we're going to start this show in a similar place to where we started last week, and that's remembering one of the all-time greats. Bill Russell passed away at the age of 88 just last week, and we got some word this week that the NBA is doing something that I feel, JY, should have been done a long time ago. Retiring number six, Bill Russell's famed number six that he has worn throughout his career, will be retired throughout the entire league. All players who wear a number six will be allowed to keep it, but number six will never be issued again by any team to any player. JY, there's 16 players, 17 players by your account back there before the show started that currently wear number six. LeBron James is one of those players. He will get to keep that number so long as he does not switch it, and I'm going to ask you about that in just a moment. But really love the gesture from the NBA retiring this number. I think it is well-deserved and honestly a long time coming for Bill Russell.
What took y'all so long? I mean, let's be honest. You could go here and you could argue all you want about who is the greatest player in the history of the NBA. And we did that last week talking about our Mount Rushmore. But one thing you can't argue is the number of championships that Bill Russell has won, 11 in total in a 12-year span. And you definitely can't argue the social impact that he had on the NBA in the 1960s. So this is more about just the player on the court. It's the myth. It's the man. It's the person who was the first black coach in the NBA. One title as a player and as a player coach. So outstanding job by the NBA in retiring his number league-wide. We'll see what happens in regards to players. Do some players do the right thing and say, you know what? Out of respect to Bill, I'm going to change my number now. and have less players wear it. You may see that, but for the most part, these guys will wear their numbers until they change teams, and then they can't wear them anymore.
That does beg the question of whether or not LeBron James, when he inevitably leaves the LA Lakers, if he will change his number or not, JY. But first, we welcome in our radio audience here on Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. James and Shames here, betting above the rim on a Saturday morning. We're going 2 hours here, talking about Bill Russell's number 6 being retired across the entire NBA. And JY and I are both in agreement. This is a move that is well-deserved and a long time coming. You absolutely love to see it, JY. As you said, so much history on and off the court. The first black coach, I believe, in American sports history. So we will fondly remember Mr. Bill Russell and everything he has done for basketball and for the country in general, JY. But let's flip it over to some of the news that we got this week. And this was a large story that has been in development for a couple months. The Kevin Durant front had been a little bit quiet, JY. A little too quiet, if you ask me, until we got this bombshell this week from Sham Sharania saying that Kevin Durant met with owner of the Nets, Joe Tsai, and told him that he had to choose between Steve Nash and Sean Marks, the coach and GM, or Kevin Durant. There is a long saga of exchanges and media leaks that we're going to dive into in this segment and next. But JY, I think Durant goes to Shams here and leaks this story himself, trying to force some action and maybe get these trade talks reengaged. What do you make of this one?
This is a circus. I mean, this just keeps going and going and going, and then when you think it's done, it keeps going and going and going. I mean, can we get a solution and a resolution to this already? Is KD staying or is he going? Is Kyrie staying or is he going? Is Nash staying or is he going? Is Tsai smart or is he dumb? Is James gonna have, you know, tea or coffee, Bud or Miller Lite? We can go all day with this. You know, and basically, we've been going all month with this, but hopefully soon, something will come up as a resolution as to what happened with the Brooklyn Nets.
I think we can expect that, JY. And honestly, my takeaway is the biggest winner in all this is Kyrie Irving, because he actually looks normal for once in his career. Not the problem in Brooklyn, but we'll talk about the problem on the other side of the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Where will Kevin Durant end up? Not in Brooklyn, says JY to me during the break there. We're going to dive into all of that right now. Before we went to commercial there, we were talking a bit about the saga with Kevin Durant and how it has unfolded through Sham Sharania's Twitter this week. The initial report coming out, probably from Kevin Durant's camp, that Kevin Durant was making the Nets choose and making Joe Tsai choose between Steve Nash, Sean Marks, and Kevin Durant, right? You can only keep the current management team and the coach, or you can keep Kevin Durant there. The Nets kind of fire back, I think, JY, a few minutes later, basically saying, listen, just because Durant's putting us in this ultimatum doesn't mean we're going to sell him off for nothing. So you're getting this report coming out that the Nets are still looking to basically strip any team of all of their trade assets if they were to make a Kevin Durant trade. And then we get an absolute bombshell, I think an absolute bombshell, from Joe Tsai, who takes to Twitter himself, JY, and says, he says, our front office and coaching staff have my support. We will make decisions in the best interest of the Brooklyn Nets. Literally, basically quote tweeting the Shams article and the Shams report that came out from the Kevin Durant side and basically saying, yeah, we ain't siding with KD here. So we now know how Joe Tsai feels about the situation. JY, Joe Tsai has been the owner of the Nets since 2018. He just became the full owner in 2019. When you see this move taken to Twitter, are you thinking baller or are you thinking rookie move here?
I'm thinking tuning in to about 8:57 a.m. and I'll tell you my thoughts on Joe Tsai. Hint, hint. Y, B, you know, you know he's going to get it. He's going to get it. YBD. So let's just YBD. Move on from him. Yeah, I haven't had my full cup of coffee yet, so I'm still a little slow at the block, if you get what I'm saying. But yeah. let's beep, 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 beep. Let's back up a little bit. You are absolutely right, James. I mean, who else would dig this story and get it to Shams? It's got to be KD. KD had to go to Shams because what has happened? The Nets are asking for everything under the sun, which, let's be honest, for a player of Kevin Durant's ability and 3 years left to his contract or four, you absolutely should be asking for everything you can get for Kevin Durant. So that's fine. The fact that the market didn't move, the top two places he first wanted to go were who? Phoenix, DeAndre Ayton resigns, you know, when a sign and trade, he's out. So now you can't do that. Then you turn around and Miami doesn't have the capital to go get, you know, KD. They're out. So now you get to a point where KD's like, damn, like I'm kind of stuck here. Oh, no, I'm not. What can I do? I can leak a story so that it puts more pressure on the Nets and definitely has him come down. Now, we know that he was in London with, out of all people, James Harden, hint, hint, another place all of a sudden he wants to go play with. And they were at the Travis Scott concert in London, and that's when he saw Joe Tsai. So the story does line up perfectly, but also lines up that Kevin Durant is the one that dropped this to Shams.
JY, this has got to be a situation that is beyond repair at this point, in my opinion at least. What do you think?
Can't run you want to run this back? I mean, listen, if they run this back, you don't need, you know, you have like Hard Knocks, I think it's with like the Detroit Lions, like they have it with the Arizona Cardinals. If they bring these two guys back, you just got to do Hard Knocks, a season yeah. of turmoil of the Brooklyn Nets. You don't gotta show no game footage. You don't have to show practice footage. Just show the interactions, the pregame meetings, the huddles. I listen, I'd watch that. You know, obviously, our guy, you know, Bocce, he's sweating bullets because
he's weeping in my ear, JY.
He's threatening an NBA boycott, yeah. if they trade this guy to Boston. And Bocce's my boy. And Bocce loves him some basketball. So I can't have this. So I'm asking, can we get Kevin Durant traded, but not to Boston, so my man Bocce can watch some hoops this year?
We need Bocce to continue watching hoops so we can continue to be such a great producer for the show, JY. Let's talk about some of these potential fits for Kevin Durant here. And you mentioned it, the Celtics are at the top of that list. He comes out this week through Shams as well. Once again, who's telling Shams the preferred trade destinations for Kevin Durant other than Kevin Durant? That's certainly not the Nets. But anyway, so these destinations come out, as you said, JY, the Celtics on that list, the Sixers on that list. We've heard a lot about the Miami Heat. I believe the Toronto Raptors are a team that could sneakily make a move for Kevin Durant, just as they did for Kawhi Leonard a couple years ago, maybe sending out a couple of their young forwards in a package. How about the bottom of that list that we got there, JY? I want to talk about that one a little bit, too. The New Orleans Pelicans could be getting in the mix here, and I know we are both in agreement. Brandon Ingram would be a fantastic piece for New Orleans to send back to Brooklyn, giving them a player with some upside who can also really contribute to a win-now situation. Maybe you add Herbert Jones, or maybe add a Dyson Daniels, Devontae Graham, whatever that might look like. I think New Orleans has the picks and the players and the young stars, with Zion Williamson obviously still on the roster, that they could trade Brandon Ingram as a centerpiece in that deal as well.
Fly, Pelican. Listen, this is the one that makes so much sense for a variety of reasons. Number one, you have players that play the exact same position in Brandon Ingram and Kevin Durant. So those two can swap out positions and teams. Number two, you have it where that, you know, the Nets want a young, you know, all-star caliber player. Well, that's Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram still has 3 years left on his deal, so he's tied up. Then you look at the fact of the young players that the Pelicans can put into the trade. Jackson Hayes, Dyson Daniels, Trey Murphy III, Herb Jones. You know, so they have a lot of young players, you know, that they could put in the deal. And the last part is they have the draft pick capital from trades like with the Lakers that allows them to have extra first round picks. And the key thing that no one has talked about, but we just mentioned off air, is you're trading him outside the Eastern Conference. Let him go to a loaded West with Phoenix, with Golden State, with Memphis, with Minnesota, with the Lakers if they get it right, with Dallas, with the Clippers, and let him fight his way through the Western Conference. You only got to see him one time a year coming to your building. He's not in a super huge media market in New Orleans. So to me, the Pelicans, for the value, but also the fit and the return, actually make the most sense.
Pelicans right now 50-1 to win the NBA title. So if you are a believer that they will be able to acquire Kevin Durant, now is certainly a fantastic time to jump in there, JY. And you said it right. Not only are these teams in the Eastern Conference, three of the teams on that list are division rivals with the Brooklyn Nets. So we will see if they make a move there. But JY, quickly, I want to get your thoughts on kind of where the value is for Kevin Durant right now. How much are you willing to trade for this guy? And is he someone who's still able to take care of business and really elevate your team to that championship level, no matter where he goes, even at this stage of his career, as you're seeing some of the numbers there on Kevin Durant? What do you think is an appropriate return for Kevin Durant at this point, JY?
I do think it could be something where, you know, it depends. Like, I just tried to put together a trade. I think you can get a superstar player, two big rotations.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Pieces and three to four number one draft picks, with one of them being unprotected, and it should work. Pelicans have 18 picks to trade from, a bunch of ones. I'm just telling you, folks, this lines up perfectly.
Kevin Durant, one of the best players in basketball, on the move. What does that mean for the division? We'll talk about it here after the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
One more time for the people, Shames and James, and as a special surprise, the Consigliere is here on the show, Dave Sharapan. It's been a minute, but he's back. You know we had to get him back in the mix for the final batter of the season. Dave, a very happy belated birthday to you as well. I hope it was a wonderful birthday yesterday and you celebrated with the family, got some new fresh lids and fresh threads that you're going to be rocking. As you can see, Dave is always looking fresh to death. But Dave, so happy to be here with you on this Saturday morning as we take on our final batter of the season. We needed to get you in the mix, buddy.
I mean, just getting on and then, you know, getting Bocce and seeing you too. And now I was away a couple weeks. Shames and James? Is that what we're calling this thing? Shames and James show? I'm just happy to be on the bench. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you called. It's up early. The sun ain't even up here. But we're up here with you two. So very excited.
You are the best, Dave. We appreciate you getting up and early after probably a big night of doing maybe some Vegas clubbing for the birthday. That's what the people are saying. That's what my sources are telling me.
Come on,
nah, just kidding. We know
I did all that stuff already.
Nah, you're 18, Dave. You're a young 18. You can finally place your first legal wager.
A little bit ago. We heard about that. I'm saving the club night for when the boys come out. The NETC comes out. We'll get all that hooked up. Let the youngins, I'll just, you know, me and JY might sit back and just overlook while the boys are doing their thing. You know, we can set you up like an alley-oop. We'll just put it up in the air. You guys go slam dunk it. You know what I'm saying? I already scored all those points. We don't need
to. Listen, real quick, me and Dave, we'll be at the early bird, you know, special at the Bellagio, hitting up the buffet, and then we'll get you guys in the club, and then we're out. Like, it'll be bedtime.
No, JY. We're going to the club. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm about to give me some ginseng and some extra shots in my Starbucks coffee. I'll be ready.
We just watch, let the boys run. Sometimes you got to let thoroughbreds run. You know what I'm saying? You got to let the horses go. We can just sit back and watch, let them do their thing. We'll be fine.
It'll be all good. It'll be a fantastic time. That's what we're going to do. We will make it out to Vegas, Dave. Don't you worry. And Bocce, who's like 16 years old, is in my ear very excited to join us at the club as well. No, sorry. That was an unnecessary shot at Bocce there. But, 21? Dave, you brought it up before. You set us up with the alley-oop metaphor there. And that's why you are the pros pro, because you came in with your Lakers threads here, getting some good basketball gear on this Saturday morning, because that is what is on the slate to discuss. And in the last segment, we dove all into the Kevin Durant drama that has unfolded this week, which probably has created a bit of a nightmare for odds makers as they're trying to set up futures right now for the upcoming season, knowing that one of the best players in basketball is likely on the move. And that creates a whole bunch of questions and obviously, different paths that can come away from that. So in this segment right here, right now, Dave Sharapan and James Young, I want both of your thoughts on the Atlantic Division. Dave, from the odds-making perspective, JY, from our X's and O's greatest basketball mind on earth perspective, and we will start by looking at these divisional odds as a whole right now for the Atlantic Division. So at the top of the list is the Boston Celtics right now, the odds-on favorite -130 to lock up what I consider to be the best division in basketball. Trailing them is the Philadelphia 76ers +300 for them. The Nets down there, 4-1. That's an interesting number. You got to wonder if Durant is baked into that to an extent here. The Raptors at 10-1. And finally, your lowly New York Knicks, 65-1. Dave, we'll go to you first here. Look at this division, right? Yeah, JY is pissed about that. Dave, we'll go to you first here. What is going through the perspective of an odds maker as he's trying to book this type of divisional futures market, knowing that you have so much up in the air with Kevin Durant, and also knowing that if he is on the move, the Philadelphia 76ers, Boston Celtics, and Toronto Raptors, three other teams in this division, have been connected to KD as well?
First thing you got to start with is the fact that you slid in lowly New York Knicks with JY sitting right here on the thing with us. JY, yeah. It's unacceptable. I mean, lowly was over the top. You start at the bottom. You put a price out there on the Knicks that you need to get any bets, because who in their right mind would bet the Knicks to win the division? Nobody. You start at the top with the Celtics, who everybody's going to bet to win the division. They were in game 6 of the NBA Finals. They're that close. So the in-between part is the hard part. Where is he going? And if he goes, how much is it going to swing it? Well, obviously, the price on the Nets is he's staying. But he ain't got no help. I mean, it's Kyrie and him, and that's it. So the price is there. It's that Raptors and that Sixers price that you're like, okay, we got to find the middle. And you put it out there, and listen, as hard as it is to make the numbers, it's even harder to bet it. So there's not a lot of volume on something like this. So you can get away with maybe a rogue number, a little bit thing out there right now, you know, until the people listen to the batter with JY and Shames, and then maybe give out a winner, and then everyone will go bet it. But until then, you're good right now.
You know, when you look at the Atlantic Division, obviously you have to talk about the year that the Celtics have had. And if you look at the numbers, obviously they are the favorites. But I'm going to, you know, this is the last show of batter. So I got to come out and not just be, you know, chalk. You know, first off, I'm going to go under 56.5 wins. It'll be close. They'll get into the mid-50s, low-50s, but I think they go under 56.5. I think they go from being the hunter to the hunted. I think teams are lining up for them. I think the East is far better than people think. And I think the team that's second may actually be one of the surprise teams in the NBA. I actually say under 56.5 at -134, but I still think their conference odds, they still can make it out of there, but I still think Milwaukee's the best.
Oh. That's an interesting take there, JY, that I disagree with. I'm going over, baby. The Celtics are winning 60 over? Games this year. We can book that right now. Right? Yeah, Dave, let me know what you think of that. Maybe look at an alternate win total. Don't know the number on that. I believe the Celtics are poised to win 60 games with that depth. I think it's going to happen, JY. I'm disagreeing with you. I'm fading James Young.
Are you good with if they get KD going over?
I can talk about, I mean, I could talk myself into, you know, that's the condition for me to go over, but I'm gonna be honest, like, I still think that you have the best 7 to 8 player rotation in the NBA. That's going to be hard to contend.
Would you feel more comfortable having an over ticket with KD on the Celtics with what they have to give up, or with the constructed roster as it is right now?
I would feel better about a conference or NBA titles future with Kevin Durant, but for regular season, I think the depth that the Celtics have will allow them to win, you know, to hit that 60-game mark, just because as guys get injured, you're still going to have amazing pieces to plug and play. So that's where I'm looking at, Dave.
I'm with JY, though. Like, that 56.5 is a high number. That's a lot to ask. A team to win regular season games, especially if their position is already secured. That's the hard part. Of when you get over 52.5, usually, as a number, you have to be very, very specific about what you think your chances are at the end of the season. It leaves you some hedging opportunities as well, like 56.5. They have 53 wins with 5 games to go, but they don't need the games. You know, they're the 2 seed like they were last year, and they can't move. So they rest guys, and they give away a couple games in a regular season, and you lose that bet because 56.5 is a big number. So before you go running and playing over, maybe listen to the old guys a little bit, you know, and just think about that. Tell them, JY, don't go running all the time in the yard. Listen, you know, stay on the porch a little bit, big dog. Stay on the porch.
Yeah, you little puppy. You go pee on the porch. Okay?
All right.
Now let the big
boys eat. Whoa, he went puppy. Whoa. What's going on here?
I'm a big dog. I'm a big dog.
I think Chihuahua. But anyway, listen, the reason why more than anything I'm going under is bring in the second team's graphic. I'm going Sixers over. This team is going to surprise. Boy, James Harden been on that Dick Gregory, y'all. He looking good. He needs to give JY some of them diet secrets. Cause now my waistline is getting bigger, not smaller, if you know what I'm saying. So I like over 50.5 for the Philadelphia 76ers, and I would sprinkle a tiny bit, not a ton, plus 300 Sixers to win the Atlantic Division.
Ooh. Oh,
what do you think of that, Dave?
You know how much I love the Sixers song. I'm all about the Sixers. I hope that at some point, for all the people that I know from Philly all my life, that they get a championship with this team. I really, really do. I don't know if it's going to be this year, JY, but it's a good bet. It's a good bet. I'm buying in. Do they want KD? We'll talk about that maybe more. I'm going to throw it back to you before we get out of here because I don't want Botch yelling at me. Please, I never want Botch yelling.
Listen, I will take us out to break, no problem. And we will dive through the rest of the Atlantic on the other side of the break.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Like, or at the very least, talk about the lowly Knicks and what's going on with the Brooklyn Nets and their win total. We'll talk about it next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, betting above the rim here on a Saturday morning. The three big dogs on the screen here. Shames, James, and big old Dave in the back. We got our puppy, Andrew Bocciagalupo, producing the show. Always appreciate him greatly. But we were talking about the Atlantic Division before that break. Before we just got to... Yeah, they didn't... Botch, you're not going to say anything, buddy? We were talking about the Atlantic Division right before that break there, and I do want to hit on a couple of these teams. First things first, we got to start off with the – I'm not going to throw an adjective in front this time – with the New York Knicks. We're going to start off with the Knicks here and their win total for the season. They have the longest odds in this division, 65-1 to win the division.
Ooh.
Their win total is only 39.5 despite bringing in Jalen Brunson there. I'm still fading the Knicks here. I know that's a low number, but I am not a believer in this team's offense. I think they're going to be a good defensive unit again, but I don't think Jalen Brunson brings in that offensive punch and that go-to score. He's a number two, number three on a good playoff team, not a number one, and I do not think RJ Barrett is there yet. We'll get coach's thoughts on this in just a moment, but Dave, you're looking at this board for the New York Knicks. They're 39.5 wins plus 146 to make the playoffs. Any value points on this board here?
No, not at all. I'm most impressed with your ability to go alto. I don't know what voice that was when you went, I don't know about the thing. I don't know what that voice was, but I know it told me all I needed to know. All right, we're going under. But
hell yeah.
Only because, listen, 39.5 is not – I've made season win totals back in the day when Cleveland was really bad and nothing personal against Cleveland or one of these other teams where it was like 22.5. That's yeah. really low. 39.5 is saying, are we going 500 or not?
Right.
I don't think in the conference they're in the division they're in, with the roster that they have right now, that the Knicks are going to go 500. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not adding adjectives. I don't want Coach coming at me because Coach, he's in the low post. Yeah, I don't want him coming at me.
Yeah. Unlike K-Dub, I actually go into the low block. Listen, I'm going over, but I'm going like barely. I think we get the 41, maybe 42 wins. But here's the thing. I think this is more about the fact of getting Donovan Mitchell. You get on them now, you see what they give up, and then it's Donovan Mitchell. I think they're getting them. I think they get over 39.5. If you think this is a little worried about it, how about this one? Don't take the over 30, take the over under. How about you just take the Knicks at plus money to make the playoffs? I think they can get in as a 7 or 8 seed. So even if it's 9-10, then you turn around and you make the playoffs. You're in. So I'm going to take it off the board. I'm going to go Knicks to make the playoffs at plus money this upcoming season.
I need a 20-second timeout. Is this Coach James Young or Spike Lee talking? Because it sure sounded like a fan. I mean, you got that respected opinion. You coached the game. You played the game. You can still take it to the hole. And you're going to come on here and say the Knicks are making the playoffs? What?
I'm going to tell you why, okay? And I'll go through it really quickly. One, you have to have Mitchell Robinson healthy.
Come on.
You're going to get a better Randle. Barrett takes the next step. Grimes is going to be real good. And watch Toppin and Quickly if they stay. I think they're going to be better. I'm not saying 5 seed like a couple of years ago, but I think they could squeak their way into the playoffs as a 7 or 8 through the play-in tournament.
Give it to Shames.
That's what I'm thinking.
Shames, take us out west. Come on.
Shames, you know what? This guy's coming. You know what? I'm switching.
Switching. Quick. Go ahead.
Let's go to the Nets. And you know why I was over the Knicks? Because I'm under on the Nets. I'm going under 45.5 wins. I think the team is an absolute train wreck. I think they're in big trouble, this team. They're going nowhere. So I think even if Kevin Durant comes back, it's going to be a circus. Under 45.5 wins for the Nets.
I don't know who that is in that graphic right there. If that's Bonnie? Simmons. Oh, that's Ben Simmons. I thought that was Botch. I thought he self-imposed himself on the graphic. Hey, Botchy can fire it up. The Nets is interesting, okay? Because we got everybody last year as the books. We got everybody. The Nets were the favorite going into the season last year, and everybody bet them, and everybody told you how good they were going to be. And then they had a first-round exit sweep to the Celtics, okay? You're not going to get people again. You have to put a price out there that maybe somebody's going to bet. I think the Nets, and forget about all bets are off, if KD goes, you ain't taking no bets on the Nets. It don't matter who they get back, okay? They're not going to contend for the NBA title. So it's an interesting number to make. It's an interesting number to see. I'm 100% with you, JY. I don't think they're making a playoffs with them. They're making a playoffs, but they're not a threat to win the conference or win the title. Not now.
Unanimous under 3 for 3 here on Batter on this Saturday morning. Let's go, baby. Is that the first unanimous decision of the day? I don't know. We will wait and see if there are more, because right now we are going to dive into the Pacific Division. Another fantastic and very competitive division, this time out there on the West Coast. The first team on that list that I want to dive into is the defending NBA champions, the Golden State Warriors. What's going on with the Warriors this season? Is Draymond Green going to find a new home? Is he going to get a bag elsewhere? Are they going to maintain that core? Are they going to have the same level of success as last season? Well, the odds makers think so, Dave. 52.5 the win total for the Golden State Warriors. The conference odds are plus 320, and the title odds are plus 650. That is second best of any team right now. You're looking at the Warriors. I personally am not. I don't want to say the Warriors were a fluke this year at all, because they really did, you know, have a great playoffs. But they had an easy run to that finals, and I am a little bit concerned about how much they were relying on Steph Curry and if that's replicable for another season in the future here. But I think from an oddsmaker's perspective, you have to book the Warriors as a strong favorite, or as a favorite at least in that Western Conference, knowing you're going to get a ton of action on the reigning champs.
As good as you look every day, Shames, and I don't know how much product you have to put in that hair. You just said enough that the Warriors had an okay season. Like they were, what are you talking? They won an NBA title. That's Steph. That's Clay. That's Draymond. That's the best team in basketball.
Nah.
52.5 is a good number. Okay? 52.5 is a good number. I would actually right now, I would go over. But you guys know how hard it is to come back and do it again. I mean, that was a big, big season, big, big win. They're all a year older. Now, to make the conference odds and the finals odds, you have to put them down, you know, really, I mean, at the top of the list, we'll call it, because people bet them. People bet what they saw last a lot of times. When they come back after the break, they come in and go, give me the Warriors. So that's what it is. Right now, this time, August 13th, I'd say season wins over and they finish 1, 2, or 3 in the conference for sure.
You know, I think they go over their win total. I know people are saying they got lucky, stuff like that, but you look at Wiggins, how he played in the finals. You're going to get a healthier Clay. But let's be honest, Wiseman comes back. The development of Kuminga. You still got Jordan Poole. And I do think sneaky signings in Jamichael Green and Dante DiVincenzo. Give me over 52.5 wins for the Golden State Warriors. But let's switch off to the team that I think actually may win the title. And we're going to L.A. And we're not going to the Lakers. I'm talking about the Clippers. I love what this team has done. And James could sit here and argue and say that Boston has the most depth in the NBA. I'm going to counter, and I think it's absolutely the Clippers. When you could start Wall, George, Kawhi, Batum, Zubac, and then you got Reggie Jackson, Norman Powell, Robert Covington, Marcus Morris Sr., Terrence Mann, Amir Coffey. All they need is a backup big. Give me over 53.5 wins for the LA Clippers, and give me them to make the NBA Finals at plus 340. Whoa. They come out of the West.
Whoa. That's a little fast. Like, it's still the Clippers. And the biggest question I got about the Clippers, you didn't even mention his name. Kawhi Leonard. Is he going to play? Is he not? I don't know. We're trying to advance to the Clippers, to the NBA Finals. I mean, the Warriors, they're not bad. Memphis, pretty good. Not the Lakers. The Suns, maybe okay. Like, you're going to just jump. You're playing chess, JY. Just moving them right from the back, trying to go for the checkmate. I think there's a lot of questions with the Clippers. Now, I think they're going to be good, okay? I just need to see it for me. This is one of those things, Shames. Like, we've seen a video of K-Dub doing the thing. We've seen you playing in a game and all this stuff.
I'm nice.
Boys can play. There's no question. Yeah. Boys can play. But when you see this Clippers number, what is your first thought, sir?
I'm a believer in the Clippers this year as well. And I think there is some precedent, right? It's not a completely new team. Yes, there's a lot of players that have not, you know, played all together. But the core of the team in Kawhi and Paul George, do have some experience playing together. The playoff success has not been there, so we're going to see if that depth matters as much in the playoffs. But JY, they need a back. I mean, you said it. They need a backup big. They need a big in general. Zubac is literally the only front court player on that roster that is not a small forward. So, you know, a bit concerned about the Clippers front court there. But, Dave, let's flip it over to the other team in L.A. now, and another team that I think has got to be tough for the odds maker perspective, because you always have action coming in on the L.A. Lakers. Their win total this year is 45.5, and they're minus 290 to make the playoffs despite missing the playoffs entirely last season. I'm going big under. JY's pointing to go big under. Dave Sharapan wearing your Lakers gear right now. He's going under too. Oh, my Lord. That is something else. Another 3-for-3 here on batter. Everyone fading the Lakers.
It's a rite of passage for me. All right. Living in Vegas and being here for a little bit of the runs before, you either are a Laker fan or you're not. There's no in between. And I got to say, I don't like the roster. I don't like where they're going, where they were. I mean, it's getting old fast. AD can't stay healthy. There's way too many questions, way too many things going on, and way too many good teams in the West. They ain't winning a conference. They ain't winning the playoffs. They'll be barely 500. They couldn't even get in the play-in last year, James. I don't know. They might get in the play-in this year. I'm hoping for basketball's sake. But look at JY. Let's all do it together.
Under. Let's all do it. Under. We're doing this for the next 20 seconds till we get out to break there. Dave Sharapan, you are truly the best, my friend. Making it up bright and early the day after his birthday to be here with us. That's what the sportsbook Consigliere does here for the grid. Keep it right here. You big dummy up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Can't believe these words are coming out of my mouth right now, but it is time for the final You Big Dummy Award of the season. JY's rubbing his palms together. He's got something juicy in store that we teased a little bit. It's going to be going back to the Kevin Durant situation and the Joe Tsai situation and the absolute implosion of an offseason that has been the Brooklyn Nets. JY, please present this You Big Dummy Award, the final of the season for batter, and who's getting it?
You know, a little pressure on Sharapan's listening in the green room, so I got to make sure I come correct here. So you big dummy. It really should go to all of you guys in Brooklyn. I don't know what is going on. The reefer that's going on there, too much Junior's cheesecake. I don't know. Maybe you're at Shake Shack across the street and you got a food coma, but someone's going to get it. And Joe Tsai, the chairman of Alibaba, the printer Alibaba from friggin' you know, that one movie, The Lion, well, not The Lion King, you know the movie I'm talking about, Aladdin. Listen, homeboy, what in the hell are you doing? Like, let's cut to the chase. So listen, first things first, you screwed the whole thing up when you turned around and you let these guys run the asylum. You let KD and Kyrie completely ruin the franchise after you had the coach and the culture. So what do? Now it blows up. Now you got Steve Nash hanging twisted in the wind. He's probably in Vancouver chilling out watching the Whitecaps' MLS soccer team. Then you got Sean Marks. I haven't seen this guy. He should be on a milk box. I don't know where the hell this dude is at. He may be buried under the Barclays Center. But I'm saving the best for you, homeboy, because you know what you did? You fell for the banana in the tailpipe. Because when Caney demanded a drink, he said, I like the direction of the team, and I'm going to keep everything the same. I mean, what? Listen, do you want to give up the state secrets? Do you want to give up the nuclear launch codes? I mean, how dumb are you? You just made it harder to trade your boy KD because now you got no leverage. So, Josai, stay off Twitter, you big dummy.
Josai, not that guy. Always time for a rhyme on batter. We'll be back for hour two.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.